Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of January, 2021. Here comes the absolute best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Ring users, end-to-end encryption has arrived. Yeah, finally, it's here. The new feature, of course, will keep video streams encrypted from the camera all the way to the device, so anybody in the middle, yeah, they won't be able to access it. Well, at least that's what they say. Took a little bit. It was actually announced way back in September of last year. That's when we actually seen that technical preview. But now, end-to-end encryption will be utilized for all of your Ring devices. This includes your doorbell, your indoor and outdoor models. Now, of course, footage from Ring cameras is currently being encrypted when it's transmitted to Ring servers. However, now with end-to-end encryption, it removes any visibility from Ring, supposedly giving you more protection and peace of mind. We'll see. You know, before we were supposed to have protection and peace of mind too, but we all know how that went. Was your COVID-19 tracking app on your Android device having a bit of hiccups? Well, Google's rolled out a fix for that. Most people are experiencing loading issues that impacted the apps using the Android exposure notification system. Now, of course, these Android apps, they track the spread of COVID-19 via Bluetooth. We're actually taking forever to load if they ever loaded at all. The issue actually impacted all apps that were used on the system worldwide. Yes, including the NHS COVID-19 app in England and Wales. However, though, Google has assured us that the fix has been issued. It may take a few hours though for it to propagate to all devices, but in a few cases they say they will work directly with developers to help recovery efforts move faster. Pretty much it was all based around a signature key configuration that gave the issue of downloading diagnostic keys from the server. Some of them displayed the loading screen notification, and then users were actually able to dismiss it by swiping away. Hey, are you loving multiple cameras on your phone? Well, get ready for it on your laptop. Yep, this is all thanks to the fine folks over at CES and the Hong Kong-based maker, Nextigo. Anyway, you'll actually notice that their notebook actually has a ring light running around the screen. You know, so you look so professional when you're in front of the camera. On top of that, though, there's not one, not two, but three cameras to choose from, giving you the option of close-up, medium close-up, or a wider shot. Sound familiar? Maybe they ripped it off from the iPhone, I don't know. In any case, it'll make your video recording more flexible. At least that's according to Nextigo. To go. Apparently for them, though, it's also the major come-on for the laptop. We don't know what the CPU is, we don't know what the GPU is, hell, we don't even know the screen resolution. But we do know it has three webcams, because they keep telling us over and over and over. Finally, staying with crap coming from CES, hey, this is stuff to get the crap out of your mouth. Yes, indeed, Philips has introduced a new smart toothbrush. Yes, it's the new Sonicare 9900 Prestige. And, of course, we'll use AI to monitor your oral health hygiene. Now, according to Philips/Sonicare, most of us apply way too much pressure. But with its new design, not to mention with AI on board as well, the toothbrush will automatically apply just the right amount of pressure to get that crap off your teeth. And, of course, everything is connected by an app, which will actually offer real-time guidance on how people should best clean their teeth. I don't know, it's cool, you know, for being a tech geek and all, but don't you just miss the days of whipping out a toothbrush, slapping way too much toothpaste on the thing, and just going to town, and be done for the day. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there and check out our blog while you're there as well. Of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our BTN family. Yeah, I'm talking about our Slack room with our BTN community. And I say family because it feels like a family. Great conversations going on over there and so much fun and laughter. Come be a part of it now. It's easy to do. Just check out britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. However, though, we'll be back on Monday, of course, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself one fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.